Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Lord Jiva. Lord Jiva. Lord Jiva.
Yeah, yo, what's up, what's up? Who's there, who's there? The train has started moving. All right, so today episode, right, we're going to have conversation about the Westchester put on. Basically, Westchester artists on the move. We all on the move, pushing our projects forward, pushing our art forward. And recently I did a series of about 4 hours worth of music from Westchester artists, all of the hottest artists, most of the people that I know, and joined the fire. So right now I'm doing a series of interviews with everybody and pretty much keeping this train going. So, you know, I'm looking for my cats now, see who's there. Who is here? Who's ready to talk? So we got TRE, we got King Buddha, we got JCA. That's going to be chiming in and having a discussion about what's going on for them, and also, you know, how it's moving, how everything is moving out here. All right, so call in now. The call in number is 657-383-1607. All right, so Jay, what's up?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Yeah.
What's up?
You know, the train is moving. The train is moving, and you hopped on board. So here we go. Word up. All right, so I'm going to start with you, man, you know what I'm saying, because it's a 30-minute piece. You know how it goes when we start talking. So you know, everybody pretty much, you know, that's going to chime in. Everybody will have enough time to drop their piece. So
all right.
For you, what's going on right now? What's the current project that you moving with right now?
New album. It's the main project that I'm moving with. We also got the Highly Intelligent project. I got a freestyle project that I'm working on, like a blog radio spot project as well. It's called JCA Radio, where I'm just posting up like weekly and bi-weekly freestyles, you know what I'm saying, remakes of joints that's already out, so people can call in and request a beat, you know what I'm saying, or whatever the case may be, and that's all on one medium. So I've been doing that as well, but the main joint that I got right now, which is kind of under wraps because it's still being worked on, is the album.
Okay. All right. What's your favorite song that you got out right now that, you know, you feel like that kind of really speaks to where you're going and, you know, that you really want people to hear, take a listen to?
The new original single that I just dropped and shot the video for, My Cool, which was also featuring Biz from Last Laugh. Shout out to those guys.
Okay.
That is the main joint right now, I think, that speaks for my newest body of work. So, you know.
That's what's up. Yeah, man.
Kind of like, you know,
so you
been?
You said what?
I said that was like a joint for the summer, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah. So you say you've been working with, how much collaborations you've been doing over the, you know, the last few months? You know, we did the Accountability album, and you know, so that's definitely gonna have its own episode, and you know, his own little piece. But speaking to other stuff, like what's you know, I know you've always been consistent artists with putting their projects together and you know, putting your engineering cap on. So what other collaborations you've been up to recently?
A lot of them is yet to be publicized because a lot of those guys is still getting their material together, and a lot of the projects that I've been like doing in house have been under construction. Like as far as on the engineer side of things, artist wise, collaborating, I've been collaborating with a few cats over the past couple months. This dude named Mr. Lewis, for example, he's from Mount Vernon, I believe, and I think he's from Mount Vernon. I forgot what homie said he was from, but shout out to Mr. Lewis. He got a new project now called Soul Food Too. That's on Audiomack. Those who want to find it, that's one collaboration I did. I had a verse on that project. Biz was another. Then I got a few others that I'm currently doing. So it's a few in the works. I got about three or four planned, but I've been through three already.
Okay. All right. So on that note, man, what you feel? What's your feelings on, you know, Westchester hip hop and you know, where it's at? You know, I know you come from that era when we was doing hella shows and, you know,
yeah,
when we had that community of artists performing together. But what's your perception?
Yeah.
And I don't know if you heard the Westchester put on the joint yet, but like, so what's your perception on like Westchester hip hop? And like, you know, just give me a spiel on that.
I mean, it can definitely have its own lane if it's carved out right. And there's a lot of untapped talent out here. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of cats that's really, really doing it. And, you know, the publicity, the recognition, all of that, just it comes over time. So it's not really something to worry about or be focused on. But, you know, us being on the map has been long overdue. You got a lot of cats who came from out of this area, and they never really put it on the map like that, you know. And the only thing we really have to show for the talent that's been out here is Y.O., for example. But, you know, Puffy's from Westchester. Heavy D was from Westchester. DJ Jazzy Joyce is from Westchester. Sus One is from Westchester. All of these people, you know, they come from this area, and I know all of them. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, if I don't know all of them, I know people that know them that rock with them closely, you know what I'm saying, kick their feet up on their couches and all kind of craziness. Just because, you know what I'm saying, the network in this area is so strong. But it's just got to be tapped into correctly, and you need the right talent and the right ability from the right individuals. So I think, you know, it definitely looks promising if cats move correctly and, you know, what's done is supposed to be done.
Okay, all right. So as far as we're going to, you know, I'm going to hit you with a question about just, you know, that really kind of taps into your vision because as artists,
yeah,
it's always important to have vision and, you know, us as artists, that we operate out of that because, you know, we have first an idea of what kind of song we want to do or idea what kind of visual we want or, you know, that's how we operate off of visuals.
Yeah.
So now, on the other scale of it, what is your vision of where your art will be in the next 6 months, 6 months from now?
In the next 6 months, I'm trying to be everywhere. I'm trying to flood every medium that I can tap into that I have access to. So I've been had enough material to do it. So I think it's about time that I did that. And really what it's been for me personally is adjusting to the new age. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, everything is visual now. So like nowadays, a music video is viewed the same way that an MP3 link used to be viewed. You understand what I'm saying? People will check it out if they have time type thing. Because, the market is so flooded that now people just want to see it before they hear it. It has to be seen first. So it's like, you know, I've been lining up my ducks, and you know what I mean? I'm not really putting my eggs in all in one basket, but, you know, I have a lot of plans for the future as far as organizing my music and you know, in a distributional manner. So that's really where I see it going now. It's just getting out all the material that I've been putting together.
All right. So now, here's another visual question now as far as your future and your perception. So now, in the next 4 years, where do you see your business? You know, Jay-Z says, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. So in the next 4 years,
right,
applying that concept for JCA, where do you see your business in 4 years from now?
I see my business, the steps I'm laying out now, I see my business being strong enough for me to do everything I need to do self-sufficiently and independently. I mean, that's the direction I'm going in. I'm really not worried about labels. I'm really not worried about the industry and what they're doing too much as far as people behind the desk and decisions that's being made behind closed doors. I'm really not worried about the politics. So in order for me to create the conceptual idea that I have and move forward with the vision, it has to be as organic as possible. And in order for that to happen, I don't really need any type of, commercial influence or industry influence when it comes to labels and all the other stuff that comes with it. So, the label slave idea, that's out of the picture for me. But what I plan to do as far as what I want my business to be and where I see it in 4 years is I see it large enough and strong enough to carry other businesses, to open other businesses and employ people. So, I definitely see some jobs being created.
Okay. All right. And now,
as a black business owner.
No doubt. And now, see, on that same note of conversation, this is something that I've been kind of thinking about and, milling through. I mean, I've always tried to promote and put into people's brains the idea about Black Wall Street and how that concept of self-sufficiency and cooperative economics, how that worked for an aspect of our community many years ago.
Yeah.
When we took on that approach, and throughout different courses of events, I've always tried to push that, like just have people look at that and look into that, and with me creating the Westchester Hip Hop Cooperative Economics Initiative, that was really just a little, just an idea piece to put in people's minds. And why? For this reason, because people complain about, the game being saturated, music, everybody doing it, and everybody gets all in their feelings about, oh, the next man is doing music now. Oh, now he doing music now. Oh, now, you know what I'm saying? And everybody gets upset about the fact that everybody's doing music. But what they don't realize is that is the biggest asset that we have if we only decide to work together. Because now,
That's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
If you got all of these people and you got all this demand and no supply, that's the issue. People need a place to record. They need engineers. They need producers. So you got all these artists who don't have access to these things. They have a limited supply of it. They have lack of options. And then that's what creates the lesser quality or the type of music people complain about, That's what creates the finished product that people are not happy with.
Yeah. So it's my thing is, it's like I look at artists, over the years, I've worked with plenty of artists, but over the years, observing artists, and you see what people do with their money, just from an artist's perspective, not even really getting into nobody's pockets or whatever, but you see what artists do with their money, by putting on a show. You got to gear up for your show. You get your gear right. You buy extra some shit that you don't need. But the things that we do with money as artists, it's like it's counterproductive when you look at how it could be utilized to have us have our own cooperative economics piece.
Right.
One little example is a Henny bottle. Like, that's usually in most artists, at some point it's in there, in the show, before the show, after the show, And that's $30.
Right.
That could buy 3 albums. If you're around some other cats that got stuff out, that could buy this cat's album, that cat's album, that cat's album. That's just one little teeny example. And I ain't even speaking on the other supposedly shit that people spend their bread on. And use the front with. So it's just like, if a group of people decide to work together, that's when that whole he's doing it shit, that's when the attitude leaves, because now the fact that he's doing it is a good thing, because, all right, whatever his job is throughout the course of the week, you know, he gets paid, he gets the paycheck, so, you know, he can put a little bit of bread here, a little, you know what I mean, into whatever the movement is, and, you know,
well, let me just
everybody
say something about, like, yeah, go ahead, I'm listening. All right.
No, go ahead. I mean, you know, the other note I was going to talk about is Pac's example that he was trying to bring forward when he was talking about the Thug, you know, the Thug Nation, and just saying that you got either 365 million cats either fronting like they thugs or 365 million cats either are actual thugs, whatever, or that claim hip hop. What he was saying is that everybody, some individual just gave a dollar. That's $365 million a year that we have to work with. That could go to anything.
Right.
Building community centers here, building this here, there. But people, what people decide to do with their money, that's why we so dispersed with getting shit done, because people, everybody, it's enough money to go around. Be just the average cat, it's enough money. The fact that we got so many artists is enough bread to go around to get shit done. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, what any grown person does with their money is really, you know, it's of course their business, and you can advise people and you can give them guidance or advice, you know what I'm saying, and put in a good word for them, drop jewels on them, and give them all kind of knowledge. But at the end of the day, everybody, you know, is going to do what they want to do. And it has to be the respect factor where you respect that, you know that they're going to do what they want to do, and they respect your opinion, or they respect that you have input, you know what I'm saying, and that you actually are concerned with what they're doing. So when it comes to down to it, like when it's people close to you like that, or people that you're involved with, there should definitely be some type of influence. Like if you tell them, like, yo, you're blowing your money, or you got to be careful, or whatever the case may be in those type of situations with an artist, they should definitely be able to heed your words and say, you know, I hear you, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, every individual is going to do, you know what I'm saying, what they feel is right with their money or what they feel they deserve. But, like, back to the Henny bottle thing, for example, that's even another staple where it's like, it was something that was created to oppress us, you understand what I'm saying? And it was put into our neighborhoods and our communities and planted there to, you know what I mean, for us to get hooked on it, like any other alcohol or any other, you know, so whatever vices we choose. But at the end of the day, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's all negative. If you turn a negative into a positive, that's more hip-hop than anything else. And just like anything, we could take that and make it better. So if you grab a Henny bottle that's in all your videos, but your main, and like your end goals, the end result should be for you to get a placement, get sponsorship, for Henny to be looking at you and say, you know what, we might want to get behind this artist. Like, Cognac should call you. You understand what I'm saying? If you really rep them like that. If Wiz can get paid for smoking weed and Snoop Dogg can get paid, you know what I'm saying, like for their habits, then it's possible. And hip-hop is the only culture that has shown any other type of music genre that that's possible. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that would definitely counteract, you know what I'm saying, a lot of things that you're talking about when it comes to money being wasted or money being spent frivolously. If you're investing in the right things, even the habits that you spend money on, like if you're investing in them or investing in things that make you money, whether it's based on a habit or not, it's still an investment and it's still lucrative. It still has some type of financial gain at the end of it. So no matter what, you got to think smart. You got to think business. But that's where a lot of cats go wrong, is just they're not thinking business with a business mentality. So when the money comes because the business was done right, they're not even sure why.
Yeah. Now, you're right, man. I mean, as we grow, it's all about growth, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the thing about it is, it's like Proverbs 27:17, you know what I'm saying? Still sharp and steel. So you have to mention.
Talk about it, brother.
I mean, what's up?
Talk about it, brother.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The minister, you know what I mean? Listen to the minister, and he says, you know what I'm saying? It's your job if you consider yourself the 5% or what have you. You know, if you consider yourself that tier of the society that's here to help heal it, it's your job to bring forward information. So I'm of that breed. So I'm not sitting on information and walking by dealing with shit. You know what I'm saying? Jesus turned over tables because he walked into the door and was like, "Yo, what the f*** are y'all doing out here, B?"
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? He saw the pimp game. He was like, "Yo, nah, y'all ain't doing this. Open over table." So it comes down to that, man. You got to use your information. You got to use your information to flip tables over, man. Flip these mental tables over that got people stuck. Because if you got unstuck from it, you got to do your part to unstick others from it. You know what I mean? It ain't even judgment. It ain't even saying that you're better.
Right. And that's my goal right now. That's really the main thing I want my music to accomplish. I'm not out here trying to say that I'm better than anybody. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I even made a song called Better Than You. But the way it was interpreted was, like, if I say I'm better than you, it's in a competitive spirit. So if I'm better than you at something, the fact that I'm even noticing that you're not as good as I am is because I want you to get there. You know what I mean? So in sportsmanship, you should be able to conduct yourself to say, you know what, I can do better than you. You understand what I mean? And push yourself, strive yourself to be great, strive yourself to be better. That doesn't mean you wish me ill will or you wish that I fail. If I fall on my face, who are we going to be in friendly competition with if we're both brothers or you know, brother and sister, or whatever the case may be, and I'm looking at you and saying that? Because you're only going to say that to your people, the ones you really want to perform well. So it's like anything else for me is just uplifting. I want to uplift and inspire people. I want to give them some type of positivity where it's like, yo, I come from this. I did this. I went through that, and I've seen this. But this is what I've learned from it. This is what I've discovered from it. This is what I want you to know, what other people may not. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this is what the truth. This is the truth, basically. I want to give people that truth.
Man, yeah. Yeah, man. You know, so, we got one more. We got somebody calling in. Let me see who this is.
Okay.
Check. What's up?
What's going on? This is Russell, T.R.E.
Yes, sir. What you good, yo?
What's going on, bro?
We got 8 minutes, so I'm tuning in to you now. All right, so what's going on with TIE, man? What's the movement, man? What's y'all moving on right now?
Right now, we got the Bitches and Weed in circulation. You go get that on iTunes, Google Plus. The video's out on YouTube, Video City, number one. We got Sav Don Project coming out, Chronicles of Sav Don, EP drop. We got the New Jack City that's out right now on .piff. You also got Truth Be Told by Plezzy that's out on .piff. And the Sex One Look Both Ways is out on .piff. We got the Raging Era that's about to drop next month. Also, that's a compilation with the whole team. Look out for Strong Side, our artist Maestro. 10,000 hits on SoundCloud for F for My Enemies. So right now we just building the catalog.
Nah, no doubt. So with you, like, what's one of your favorite joints, man, that you know what I'm saying, that you really used to be digging all the time, that you play all the time? Because I'm going to be playing some of the music, so, like, what's one of your favorite joints, like, if I was to drop a bomb on it right now?
I ain't gonna lie, definitely that Bitches and Weed, that Basquiat off Two Feet Toe, that stoner that's on Look Both Ways. Staff definitely got a song too. I don't know if you heard it yet, but it's called Showdown. Powerful, and that Sometime I Wonder by Sav. Those are my favorite joints right now that I keep in rotation.
Nah, no doubt. So I'm gonna either get those from through email, or I'm gonna, you know, figure out a way to get them so I could you know, throw those joints on, man. Because you know, this train, man, that I started, you know what I'm saying, it's gonna be moving on a new level, man. So that's where I'm at with it now, man. I got tired of waiting for cats. I got tired of asking. So, you know, where I'm at with it now is I'm just gonna be I'm bleeding into everything. So, you know, I was talking to one of my younger cats yesterday. He was like, "Yo, oh, so you doing? You gonna lean into the broadcasting and whatnot now?" I was like, "Nah, I'm leaning into everything." You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna bleed into everything. You know what I mean? So that's where it's going
Big shout out to you too, Judah, because you're definitely an elder to the culture out here, man. You know, you promote the culture out here. Definitely out there to culture and hip hop. You know what I mean? Definitely. You know, definitely. That's what it's about, though. It's about, it's about the culture, though, man. You know, a lot of, I think a lot of MCs, you know, they forget the culture, man. That's why we in the state we are right now. But as long as we got brothers like you and other brothers that understand the culture, man, the culture ain't going to go nowhere, man.
Nah, no doubt. So let me get some info from you now, man. Just like some feelings, you know what I'm saying, being that we don't have too much time left, but I know your words will be worth, you know what I'm saying, gold. So what's your feelings, man, as far as like about people saying that the game is saturated? This is what we just got through talking about this, and this is a concept I've been thinking about, is about when people say that shit is too saturated, there's too many people doing it, and people getting their feelings about the next man doing it, the next man doing it, you know what I'm saying? But what they don't realize is that's to our greatest benefit as cats just work together, because the fact that everybody's doing it means that we got more money in the same pool. You know what I'm saying? So what's your feelings on working together?
Why would it be oversaturated? It's like, okay, you know, as a culture of hip-hop, we dealing with genre, because you got different genres of hip-hop. So, like I said, my genre might be different from yours, and we have millions of people, so I might connect to those millions that you can't connect to, so it can't. How is it unsaturated? You know what I'm saying? And we have to stop doing that, because we kill our own culture, man. Like, I just had to tell a dude the other day, he's like, yo, oh, that's old school. Man, it's no old school. We the only one that put a time and frame on our music. Ain't no such thing as old school, man. If you got something that's timeless, it's timeless. Good music. You feel what I'm saying? We the only culture that do that. Now, I mean, there's no genre of good music. Good music is good music.
Nah, no doubt. You throw on an old joint and it'd be rocking at a party. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
when I DJ parties, I throw on the old shit. Don't nobody say, yo, that's the niggas, we get dance. They just start dancing.
If it's touching the soul, man, and then, you know, it's touching the soul and it's enlightening you too to be able to have a good time, man, you can't put a time frame on that. But like I said, you have many genres of hip hop. You understand what I'm saying? So I think it's detrimental, because there's some things that I don't listen to that I don't feel that doesn't touch me. You understand what I'm saying? But I can't say that I can't knock that next man, because he got a following for what he's doing. You understand what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, though. You understand what I'm saying? But, you know, that's not the knock. It says oversaturated. The only thing that's being oversaturated is the imitation. Everybody's sounding alike. Nobody want to come original. That's why it sounds saturated, because nobody wants to be original. If this is popping today, well, I'm going to be this today. What happened to the originality, bro? You know how we came up? You couldn't write the next man's style.
No doubt.
Yeah, you get
the
game for that.
It was a penalty behind that. You bit the next man's child. You couldn't do that.
Yeah, your career would end.
And I think as our artists that they need to be, you know, we need to hold them accountable. Like, you know, especially coming from where we're coming from, New York. Like, when we became followers, we set trends. Now we following trends. So this is what it's about. This is what it's about. It's about you setting the trend. Setting the trend in the sound. You see what I'm saying? So I don't think it's oversaturated. I just think people are not being themselves. People are scared to be themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, we got like 10 more seconds, y'all. So looking for calling, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to hit y'all up, man, and let y'all know the next steps. But, you know what I'm saying? The broadcast is going to be fire with all y'all music on it. And we're going to keep it pushing, man. This train don't stop, man, for nobody. This is the new soul train. So get on board as a concept. Cooperative economics is the destination, man. So here we go. All right, y'all.
Yeah, here we go. I'm
with you. Wrong for hitting me up, calling through.
All right, bro.
You know what I mean? And keep it pushing, man. Word.
All right, brother.
All right, Jay.
Let me say, man. Keep it going, y'all.
You are listening to Lord Judah. Lord Judah. Lord Judah. Thank you.